let's fly away.
Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, Sinatra, and Come Fly With Me, 933, Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning underway, and, well, Marley Matlin is the latest to leave ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The deaf actress struggled with her routine this week, and it was the second consecutive week she failed to wow the judges, but on last night's results show, she held no grudge against them. Through her interpreter, Matlin offered her appreciation to Len, Carrie-Anne, and Bruno, as well as to her dancing partner and another actor not affiliated with the show, as, well, she said her goodbyes.
All I can say is thank you to the judges. I have the utmost respect for you, and I want to thank the magnificent Fabian for giving me the most beautiful art of dance in my life, and I want to thank my family and my children, and for their support and love. And lastly, I want to thank Henry Winkler for all his support throughout the years. He really supported me when I needed him.
Marley Matlin off the show as of last night, and on the phone lines this morning, it is National Dance Champ Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, she came a long way, did an incredible job, all things considered.
She absolutely did. She was an inspiration for all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful performance by her.
It was extremely difficult. The mambo, the samba she had trouble with, the mambo, of course there were too many errors, mm-hmm. but mambo timing is so crisp and clean and has to be very, very on time and exact. And it was not something that she could, you know, cheat her way through a little bit. It was really difficult for her. One of the things that I think I've spoken to you before in the past is internal timing. With mambo and things that are 4-4 time, you really have to have that internal rhythm going inside so that you can keep it once you get on time.
Right.
And I don't think she really owned that enough to be able to have done it without listening to the music.
But to get this far in the competition, she sure did accomplish a lot.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And she'd be very proud of everything that she's accomplished. So, what are your thoughts about the rest of the contestants?
Well, it's getting to be a great show every week. It really is. So we're getting down to some really, really great performers. Jason disappointed me a bit.
Yeah.
His cha-cha was off time at times, awkward, needed better hip action or footwork. Mm-hmm. There was good contrast of movement, and of course he is beautiful to watch. But
yes, he is.
It wasn't one of his best.
Right.
Shannon, she has potential, but the transitions between moves is extremely awkward. She really has no hip action. We've mm-hmm. seen that before in the Latin dances. They had good chemistry, which I think she was a bit embarrassed by him mentioning.
Yeah, just a bit there, yeah.
But she is so beautiful. At moments, she hits these beautiful lines, and you go, ooh, and then, you know.
Like you said, a lot of potential there,
absolutely,
though.
Absolutely, lots of potential.
Keeps working at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Great foxtrot. Very relaxed, very smooth, beautiful mood, and lovely to look at. His intro was off time with his feet. His open work was also off time. He didn't feel that rhythm enough to really stay precise with the timing of the feet.
Uh-huh.
But it was a lovely Fred Astaire, gorgeous
yes.
routine. It was.
He did a very good job.
He really did. He looked more relaxed and at home in his movement and more natural about it. And a lot less of that deer in the headlight look.
Yeah. A little more confidence in the boy there.
Absolutely.
And I thought he did well. I thought he did well. Probably his best dance yet so far.
Yes.
And who else do you have next year?
Marissa.
Mmm.
She is a little powerhouse.
A little dynamo.
My goodness. She has come into her own. She's so full of enthusiasm and confidence now. It was smooth. It had nice lines, relaxed, very natural. It was really great. I'm not a fan of the cleaning the floor with the ladies in the beautiful dresses.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Of the dance. But it was a very elegant, very beautiful performance. She did a great job.
Absolutely. She did look good. Getting
Mario.
Better. Mario.
Mm. Extremely hot, extremely sexy. A little too much for Len, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I still think the movement was beautiful. He was very, very into the feel and the head movement, the body movement, the lats, the hips. I think it was a great job. I think that the lift cost them.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that depending upon what audience you would be playing to, it might have been a little bit much, but I really think if they're talking about attitude, he brought it to the floor.
He did. You got to give him that. He did bring it to the brought it to the floor with the Marvin Gaye tune there. Yeah,
and
did well.
Then we have the person that always brings it to the floor.
Is there nothing this lady can't do? I mean,
she's remarkable.
Absolutely.
Christy Yamaguchi is absolutely a remarkable young lady. She is amazing. My favorite by far, and this this performance for her was my favorite also, because she combined her precision with the personality we wanted to see. It was wonderful. It was perfect. The choreography was absolutely fantastic, and the performance level was just right on. It was a great, great routine to watch. It was stunning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Never get tired of watching Christy Yamaguchi. And then the thing that she was born with two club feet. I didn't know that until
last
night.
That was really something to see.
She
has that determination when you see her, and now you see why, that she's had it since she was very little, that determination to just plug through and keep moving. And that's what Marley has as well.
Right.
You know, whenever you have something to overcome, you know that I myself have been through awful auto accidents in the past. And as much as some people say, well, wouldn't you like to just have that not have happened to you? Not really, because the things you learn through those tragedies really can make you better if you choose to use it that way. And these two ladies are a great example of that.
Absolutely. Now, you emailed me last week.
Yes.
This is an interesting little story here. And you emailed me about, something they were doing with the dance shoes from Dancing with the Stars. Go ahead and expound on that there.
Well, I was really irritated because I had tuned in to watch one of the late night talk shows, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and I noticed that when Priscilla Presley was kicked off, they had her on, and they took her dance shoes, and they have been doing this evidently, taking the dance shoes of the person kicked off and taking a big metal drum with a fire in it, like a gas drum, and burning the shoes. I got so upset, because can you imagine what Priscilla Presley's shoes would have gone for at auction?
Absolutely.
Can you imagine the benefit to a charity from doing something like that, as opposed to some silly comedy bit of burning the shoes? So I was so motivated. I wrote a long note to ABC stating it as that I thought it was an awful thing to do, that they ought to take these and auction them off for charity. And I copied it to you just so you kind of knew what I was doing.
And you did that last week.
Now, yes, and you sent me an email.
Now, yesterday, the Associated Press announced that Dancing with the Stars is donating now shoes for auction. Now, a coincidence? I don't know. Apparently, Julianne Hough has donated a pair of scuff-sized 6 bronze dance heels now that she wore on this season's show to be auctioned off for charity. The shoes are autographed. Proceeds from the auction benefit Clothes Off Our Backs Charities for Children. The high bid so far is $500. Bidding continues for another 16 days. The winning bidder also gets an autographed copy of her new debut country CD and a one-year supply of Dr. Scholl's for her products. Other Dancing with the Stars celebrities taking part in the auction include Scary Spice. She's donated a pair of leopard heels. Judge Carrie-Ann Inaba has also donated a pair of heels, as has host Samantha Harris. Gee, I wonder where they got the idea.
Makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder. It's one of those things that make you go, I have to delve into that a little bit more and see if we can find out where they got that idea. But good job, Jeannie. Thank you for emailing him. Great job, and looks like it's working. And thank you for participating again this week. And we look forward to you being back here next week. You want to find out more about Jeannie? Check out our website, please, at www.jeannietucker.com for more details there, okay?
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. We'll see you next week. Time to check on the markets once again here this morning. Check in with Kevin. Actually, we got Natalie on the line. Natalie Fernandez on the line from the Greenberg Financial Group. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Jim. The markets are trading higher on